This program is intended for a mature audience. It contains scenes and dialogue of a strong sexual nature. Audience discretion is advised.
Thank you. contested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Sam's overrated. It's just tiny little rocks.
You're right. Sand is overrated. How you doing, everybody? And this is the moment that many of us have been waiting for. Yes, it's the moment of sand.
Oh, you're talking about the moment that they put out the Sherlock Holmes trailer.
Yeah, that's it. I'm talking about sand. I'm talking about fun in the sun, because Mike doesn't seem to get enough of the fun in the sun.
I'm still rash.
And it is that moment that many of us wait for. We count it down. We just can't ever get enough of it. It is back, my friends. It is time once again for Desert Fest. Desert Fest.
I got sand all in my ass. I can't hardly walk.
Well, you can sit. You can dance. You can do whatever you want. You can hang out in your RV, fire up your ATVs, because it's that weekend. It's that weekend we all love oh so much. Hello!
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 And welcome to a very special edition of the Desert Fest. How? Desert Fest. No, it's not the Desert Fest. It's a show about the Desert Fest. Very special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show that you can only hear if you have an iPod.
And if it... I have one.
Yeah, that's right.
But I thought I lost it, but I have it now.
We do it every year. A lot of people download the show, listen to it on their way to Barstow, and they have a good time listening to the show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a very cool show planned for you. And again, I want to welcome you to a very special Rockin' Comedy Show. It's all geared towards you, that special fester out there.
I'm going to party my ass off in here.
That's right. Oh, that is right, because it is 2 days of music, drinking, ATV riding, and all kinds of chaos.
Where's your evil twin brother at?
Well, he's right here joining me as always. It is the one and only Mad Mike.
What's up, people? You better dust off.
Congratulations! You are...
Somebody's been watching me.
Got an interesting email. Somebody that was listening to the show, and they said ever since Mike joined in March, a lot of gay references have been made, either towards myself, towards Mike, or towards this guy Scanlon that people don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of funny. But
we do that because homos are funny. Okay, it's just a fact of life.
You are pretty funny.
Yeah, well, that too.
Mike's got some how-tos for you a little bit later on in the show. Also, a very special edition of the Not in the News news for this special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. All the news stories are from Port St. Lucie.
You can't beat that. You can't beat that entertainment with primetime television, son.
Mike and I were at the Monte Carlo the other day, and we were talking about maybe planning a trip to Port St. Lucie, doing the show from out there.
While we were eating some pickles.
I don't know if I was eating pickles, but...
You were.
We were definitely talking about what's going on at the fest.
Oh, yeah, totally. With some pickles.
Yeah, and then we said, hey, we should do a show from Port St. Lucie. It could happen.
And I was like, you know what, that's not a bad idea, as I was munching on a sweet... And he himself,
who had a dill.
Like, yeah, you had a dill, and You were like, this is a little sour, but I think that's a great idea. I think we should really do that. And I don't know. Because I don't. It seems like a cool place, but at the same time, there's a lot of like, crackheads there.
By the way, thanks for the Mexican pizza. And you haven't even had Sunny D yet.
Quipacho mi nacho.
But it is Desert Fest weekend, and Mike and I will be doing the show out there on Saturday. And it'll be, of course, taped and played later.
Will that one be on an iPod?
That one won't be on an iPod, but we'll be doing the show out there like we do every year. We got some fun contests. A couple people going to win some inflatable sheep, thanks to muttonbone.com.
Yeah, those people. Oh, I was just thinking, they should make inflatable salmon, right?
What about an inflatable porcupine?
Yeah, because that's all the rave in Florida.
We've got, of course, music from some of the bands that are going to be played out there at the fest, and much, much more. Got a lot of things happening on this show to make your drive out there fun.
Speaking of Mutton Bone.
You know, you will be able to hear this show, if you don't have an iPod, if you look for it on the website. There's always that special link that leads you to the show, so you can listen to it. But if you're not really going to the fest, it doesn't make it that much fun for you. So... But still listen to it if you find it, because it is going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, and speaking of the Love You, I had this idea. It involves Nick.
It involves who?
Nick.
Okay.
Because he seems to have this uncanny ability to get so drunk that he passes out.
Right.
Next time, what we need to do, it involves the Love Sheep, a Baby Ruth bar, and some chocolate syrup. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll set it up to where we'll have a... It'll just be like... The Love You's like, you know, Bottomus, Maximus, right? And Nick. And then the next picture will show, like, the Baby Ruth bar coming out of, like, the little hole. And then the next one will just have, like, the chocolate syrup on his mouth, you know? I think it'll be awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get it done out there.
Oh, it'll happen.
Anyway, it is a special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's all about the Desert Fest. And this song, to me, it was recorded years ago, but Desert Fest was the inspiration of this song, and it's pretty much, the theme of the fest, and we play it every year around this time. Give it up for Head Cheese.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
It's Crazy J.
Smoking and drinking and having a good time. Smoking.
God! What did you eat, girl? I didn't think women farted. I thought they just fluffed. And then a little dove comes down and takes it away. Not this time.
The band that started it all, Desert Fest. First one was in 1994 for myself, and they were there. Awesome, awesome,
how
fun,
the
fun time.
How long has the Desert Fest
been going on? Actually started in 92. I started attending in 94, so it's doing pretty well. It's kicking ass.
How many people were out there last year, do you know? Like 10, 20?
No, we had a good,
five,
good amount
five.
Of people. No, it's always a good number of people.
A good number. Anyway, a good number could be just as high as you can count.
It was about 60 people.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, it is the Rock and Comedy Show special edition for the Desert Fest. One of the things that we've been doing on the show that has gotten a lot of attention, of course, is the 911 calls.
Oh, yeah.
Why should this week be any different?
Right?
Our first 911 call is about a very angry, angry mother. Very angry mother. And
don't piss off mom.
She's so angry, she's using foul language to the 911 operator.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Here it is. This is our first one.
Yappa.
So it's a very angry mother calling 911.
Get it on.
I need an officer at my house at 4315 San Juan Avenue.
Tell me what's going on.
My son is disrespectful. He stole my car Sunday. He was the officer called me and told him my car was stolen. He's not coming home from school. He's just now getting in. He's supposed to do volunteer work at the Boys and Girls Club. Damn. I'm worried sick to death. He is disrespectful, motherfucker. I need an officer out here before I be committing a 187 because I'm about to kill this little bitch.
I like it when she says, before I'm committed on a 187. She already knows what it is.
I'm going to kill this little bitch.
Here it is.
Some more. And if I don't get it, I'm going to kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucker officer out here, I'm a bitch. Going to be blood splatter. Every motherfucker going to be an O.J. Simpson in this motherfucking house. I'm an officer, and I'm going to get him quick. I'm going to commit to beat his motherfucking ass, and I hope you recorded every fucking thing that I'm saying, because I'm sick of tired of this motherfucker.
Now, what's your name?
Monica Wilson.
Okay, do you have a hammer with you?
I sure do. I got a motherfucking Monica. Hammer. I should put you on my motherfucking head right now, you little bitch.
Okay, can you put the hammer down?
Put it down in his head.
Listen,
y'all want to pass him over, be whooping a motherfucking kid ass, put me in jail? Well, so be it. Put me in jail, because I'm about to beat this motherfucking brains out. I brought him in this motherfucking world. I'll take his motherfucking ass out.
Okay, listen.
Get an officer here, or I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Okay.
You better do it, move it.
Listen, Ada.
God damn.
Wow. Wow. You gotta love that.
She was not happy.
Oh, she was she was not
who
happy.
Pissed in her McNuggets. Damn.
This one, a guy apparently flips out in his squad car. It was recorded by the the officer.
I need to inform you that you're under
on
arrest
camera.
For possession of a large quantity of marijuana. While I was found in the trunk, I'll need you to wait in the squad car while we search the rest of your vehicle.
God almighty.
I can't believe it! Oh, no! 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 God, I can't believe it! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Help me! Help me, God! Help me!
What? Tell them what.
No, please.
Why was that?
You hauled it late. No, it's around on the street, guy.
It's not. You
to
do that?
Yeah,
it's
sure not.
I know it.
Oh, man. Screaming.
That guy, I think something bad happened to him.
This one's pretty good. This one apparently is about a...
Ralph Nader. Hello.
This guy calls 911 because he thinks his wife might spray him with mace.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is this the police?
Yeah.
It's an emergency. Not really a bad emergency, but let me talk to a policeman. It's going to be one pretty soon.
What's the problem?
Can I talk to you?
Yes, what's the problem?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm all excited. My wife is invalid. She goes back and forth through the house here, roaring, ranting and raving, and she's threatening me with one of those CD things. What do I do?
What's a CD thing?
I don't know. One of those squirter things you do when somebody... attacks you. That's not for attack purposes, is it? You know what I mean.
You mean mace?
Whatever it is, in the little tube.
Yeah.
In the little tube.
Okay. Isn't that for defense?
Sure.
Okay. Now, she has a permit to carry it. What do I do to get rid of it?
Throw it away.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do I do? I'll throw it away. Oh, all right.
Oh, shit, that was easy. No. What did I think of that? What do you mean you're locked on the inside of your car, lady?
Yeah, exactly.
Unlock the goddamn door. It's not that hard.
It's hot.
Remember on the last show, we played the 911 call about the older lady that called because she wanted some policemen to come over and open her beer.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Well, this is just as good as that one because this old lady calls 911 because she needs help changing her batteries.
Oh, man. Batteries are a bitch, too, so I can understand that.
Yeah, this is actually pretty good. This is, if I can get it to come up here. This one is, she can't figure out how to put the double A's in.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
If your nipple started to lactate...
Hi, ma'am. Can I help you?
Yes. Would you tell me how to put batteries in my little fan here? It says I have a double A battery, and on here it says one double A plus, and then the bottom says plus double A one.
Okay.
Now, how do I do that?
Did you open it up where the batteries go in?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any directions as far as which one? Because do you see where the plus is?
I see where it's a little round wire.
Okay, are you having trouble putting them in the right way?
Yes, I am. I don't know how to put them in.
Okay. Well, why don't you try putting them in, make sure that see the part where the bump is?
Right.
That should be where it says plus. So wherever it says plus, that should be where the bump is.
Okay, the top one says one double A plus.
Okay, does it take one or two batteries?
Two
batteries?
Yes, and the one at the bottom says plus double A one. And the battery has a plus on it, and the other battery has a plus on it.
Well, the plus is referring to the side of the battery, like the top part where the bump is.
I see. Put them in the same way?
Put them in exactly the same way. If that doesn't work, take them out and switch them around and see if that works.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, you're so welcome.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a good thing we have the police, you know?
But again, like, where do people think, like, oh, I gotta call.
Yeah, well, it turns into an emergency. Yeah. What if that was to, like, her vibrator or something? She's got to do it, like, right now.
I don't even want to know.
She probably only gets her that period, like, once every, like, 10 years at this point. She's like, I don't want to miss it. I'm going to call 911.
Now, here's one that's pretty funny. This guy calls 911. His wife needs some assistance. And when the 911 operator asks him how to spell the street he lives on, this is what happens.
MISSISSIPPI?
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up. Okay, sir, can you give me your address? Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street. You can pick her up over there.
Dude, She was attacked by a warthog. Messed her up pretty bad.
Hey, we had a guy that was, you know, he got raped by a wombat.
A wombat. Molested by a wombat, dude.
Now, this is a...
I'll just drag her over to Oak Street. That's only three of them letter things.
This one is, this one probably is going to be the call of the week.
God damn, Sesame Street didn't tell me how to spell no eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus. Anyway, this next 911 call is a woman calling in about her son, who she believes has a bomb in his testicle.
Eucalyptus?
911, I'm looking for not the local police. What's the name of your group down there, please? I'm not being arrogant. I'm calling from Ontario.
What are you trying to find out?
It's not the RCMP. I have a very important call to make because I just realized that my own son could be carrying a cobalt bomb in his testicle.
Who are you needing to contact, ma'am?
Pardon?
Who are you needing to contact?
Your head office, head police.
This is it, ma'am.
Yeah? Okay, thank you. He just came back to Canada in July, and I believe he's carrying a cobalt bomb in his left testicle.
What?
And these stupid police don't know nothing.
I just want to know, seriously, how she knows it's the left testicle.
Yeah, like she's been monitoring this for a while. She immediately knew something was peculiar.
They would even arrest him, and he could blow the planet so sky high. It would be really ridiculous. But a testicle that's blowing up and it keeps moving around. But I believe he's changing. He's holding dangerous weapon inside his own body, okay? Not his rectum.
Not his rectum.
Okay, thank you for calling.
She's like,
All right. Yep.
I'm not even going to take that one.
Watch. We're going to find out tomorrow. Canada was blown off the face of the map.
And I was really thinking, what could her problem be? And it was simple. It was very, very simple with this little song.
Now everybody gather around and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
Yeehaw!
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When sexist people want to feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry free. 1, 2, 3, oh! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. But you don't get fat, you don't get big, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Brian. As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool. And just like Helen Keller said, doof doogie beep a boo.
But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear. Cause all we need is a bag of weed to make us want to cheer. And 1, 2, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything's better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed. Cause everything's better with a bag of weed.
Everything is better with a bag of weed.
A weed.
We got one more before we we take a break.
All right.
I'm gonna give you the choice. Let me see which one I have here.
Woman hides hot dog in her what?
Yeah, right. let's see. I believe it's this one right here.
All right, so my choices
are... No, this one hands down. This one just hands down.
Thanks for the choice, Jay.
Yeah. This one popped up, and this one has to be played.
Yeah, no, this is my choice.
All right. Yeah. I choose that one. All right. You can have the one about the lady that calls about the black bear to 911, which is the one I have queued up.
Let's do it.
Or...
Let's just play it.
Or you can do... No, that one's kind of dumb.
Let's do the horse. I mean the bear.
All right. And we're going to play this one. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we've got more music from the bands that are going to be out the fest. Mike's going to be here with some how-tos. He got some good ones.
Yeah, it's about geometrics today.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Anyway, so this lady apparently calls 911 because of a black bear.
No. It's not a bad reason to call, actually.
Oh, but wait.
Call 911. Yes, I need animal patrol, please. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Okay, ma'am, what's going on? These people were here, and just a minute. I got to get this off of him. Just a sec. What's wrong, ma'am?
Oh,
poor thing. Oh.
Ma'am, what's wrong?
These people, okay, he squished. It's a black bear.
A black bear?
A black bear.
Okay, stay on the line with me.
Okay.
No, she's calling me, like, animal control.
Ma'am?
I'll give you mouth-to-mouth or I would.
Okay, how big is it, a bathtub or what?
No, it's not a bathtub. These people were here, and they pretended to be one of my kinfolks, and they weren't.
Yeah.
And they came in, and he laid this down to put my cat litter on. A black bear. It's squished. I mean, totally squished. But I just walked by it, and I was going...
What do you mean it's squished?
He's flat. Flatter than a flitter.
Is he alive?
Flatter than a flitter.
I just walked by him, and he moved, and I went, holy...
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call animal control.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
Calling animal control now.
It's a black bear. Someone came and left there, and it's squished.
Battle Mental Health. This is Susan. Can I help you?
Susan, this is Lita in
dispatch.
Uh-huh. I have the strangest thing to tell you.
Okay.
A woman called. She says there's a black bear in her house that needs help. It's still alive. She's trying to give it mouth to mouth.
Okay. And what kind of animal is it?
Bear. Black bear. I think she might be a mental case. I'm going to send a police officer out there.
I think she might be a mental case.
Can you send SEO out there just in case?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wait, here's the kicker.
Mommy 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, this is the lady that just called about the black bear.
Yes, ma'am. I animal control notified.
Okay, we'll call them and cancel it. When I got to the bottom of it, it's plastic.
It's not a real bear.
No, but it opened his eyes and said, oh, and that's when I picked up the phone. I didn't even look. And I started giving the stupid thing mouth to mouth.
Okay, so is it a stuffed bear?
No, it's not stuffed. It's plastic. I think it was plastic until I pulled it out from under there and I don't know.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Bye-bye.
I love it. She goes, I stepped on it and went, oh. Like it wouldn't go,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh.
Oh, I imagine it sounding like stupid.
Yeah, oh.
Oh.
What am I supposed to do with that, Dylan? Wow.
And I know it's priceless.
It's plastic, the damn thing.
Okay, well, since this one's real short, this is a guy that calls 911 because he's behind a guy on a horse. And the guy that's riding the horse apparently seems to be drunk.
911.
Hey, it's 690.
Hey.
I'm behind the guy here on Bourne Avenue riding a horse, and he is drunk.
You're kidding. He's in the road?
Yeah, he just has to get up on the sidewalk, honey. He can't hardly sit up on it. He's about to fall off of it.
Is there somebody with him?
No. He's by himself. He's got on blue jeans and a white T-shirt, and the horse is white. That's a D-line horse. D-line a non-motorized vehicle.
I got 5-6 on the way over there.
Now he's talking to some people here. Letting them pet it.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be an RUI?
Riding under
the riding
under
I like
the how he describes what the guy's wearing. He's the only dude on a fucking horse.
You gotta love that. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, very special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show, as we get ready for Desert Fest.
Desert Fest.
We're gonna take a break when we come back. Dino Mike. Dino Mike's got some new music, so we're gonna have that for you. He's gonna perform at the fest. Mad Mike's gonna be here with some how-tos, and we've got a special edition of Not in the News, and so much more happening. You're not gonna want to miss it. It is Rockin' the Fest here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back right after this.
Sessions of A Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mistress Laura, Lorna, and Merryweather.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her and all her woodland friends.
Oh, you died!
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
Wildfires are one of the most powerful forces known to mankind.
This is terrible.
But 9 out of 10 are caused by humans and can be prevented.
Whatever are we going to do?
Each of us can make a real difference in the fight against wildfires. Do your part to protect our friends in the forest.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll all pitch in.
You really think we can?
If humans can do it, so can we.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The odds of having a boy.
1 in 2.
Who grows up loving baseball.
1 in 6.
And then makes the varsity team.
1 in 20.
Which earns him a college scholarship.
1 in 2,500.
That gets him a contract in the minors.
1 in 3,700.
Which leads to starting shortstop in the majors.
1 in 290,000.
The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism?
1 in 150. You know the odds. Now learn the signs. Go to AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out, but between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
To her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah.
They stone you when you're trying to go home. Then they'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. Yes, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Crazy J. Remember, if you want to email me, you can. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can go to myspace.com/crazyj13 if you want to be my friend.
Twitter.
You can Twitter me now, crazyj27 over there at Twitter.
Napster? No. Friendster? No.
No.
What's it called? Facebook.
Facebook.
Something like that.
And you can also find Mike on Facebook if you just type up Junk McGee.
Yes. That is really me.
And you can also find him on MySpace.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. He's my first friend. I don't know why, but he is. You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you want to email him, it's ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.kizzy.
And remember, you can leave comments, requests, all kinds of stuff on the website, rockincomedyshow.com. A lot of people leaving some comments. Got a new one today about a guy that says, could we get any crazier than we already were? Us two dorks? No. But then we do an interview with a guy that makes inflatable love sheep. So,
you know, we're always trying to do bigger and better things.
and I do want to give it up to Al again. He did send us some more sheep to give away. But Al, please. No more.
No more sheep.
Seven is good. Seven is a good number.
That is a great number. Our next step, hopefully, is to
picture.
Find somebody who can sell, like, inflatable, like, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Something big, you know? Just really blow it out of the park.
Right.
Why not? You know?
But yeah, life-size Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Anatomically correct.
Well, it is summertime. It is time to beat the heat. And Mike, you're not doing very well with that test.
No, not at all.
We've hit up a couple of pools. And grant you, we've had a great time. We've had a great time out there. Wet Republic, of course, MGM Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
Very, very, very good job taking care of us out there.
Did great.
Wet Republic. Our host, Kim, was fantastic. She kicked our ass with Wee Bowling.
Oh, that's right. She was pretty.
She was pretty hot. You guys can check out these pictures on my MySpace page if you just go to the Wet Republic pictures. And then we've been hanging out of the Hard Rock pool. And then we went to Bear the other day.
We did. And I took my top off.
Yeah, Bear is... Bear, for those that don't live in Vegas or don't know much about it, Bear is a one of the many topless pools that Las Vegas has to offer.
And it's a fabulous thing.
It is. I mean, the pool's not very big, but that's cool because that means the titties are closer to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's an awesome place, cool place to hang cabanas. Everybody there was super nice.
They're nice, loungeable.
When we ran out of alcohol, our host was nice enough to continue to buy us a few rounds of drink. Now, we've talked about it on this show before. My vice used to be Captain Morgan.
Right.
And Coke. But I had to switch because it wasn't doing anything for me anymore. And I still love the Captain. I'll drink it from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
But Mike's vice... is Jägermeister.
Yeah.
And Mike, see, and this is the thing. Mike, when he goes out drinking, he starts cool. He has a cran vodka.
Cocktail.
He's doing good. He's sipping. He's taking his time. But goddamn, as soon as he orders those Jäger shots, it's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Within like 3 minutes, Mike has no freaking clue.
Dude.
About what's going on. There's an actual picture. There's a few that are prominent. I have no idea I'm even here right now. Pictures of Mad Mike.
Yes.
One of them was with our friend Dimitri, who's a VIP host at Mix. And Mike and I took a picture with him at the Bear Pool. Shortly,
I swear to God, I have no recollection.
He does not remember taking the picture.
Not
at all. Doesn't even remember Dimitri joining us in the pool.
I seriously don't believe you that you're telling me he got in the pool. I can almost find a way to believe that he took a picture somehow, but I don't even know how that happened. Because I swear to God I was in the pool, but he was standing outside. Dude, I have no idea how any... I can't, and for the life of me, put the pieces, like the Lego pieces, together.
Now, so there are pictures. There's a great picture of you at LAX where you are gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's in your eyes. That I am gone.
Yeah.
Now
I was far more gone at Bear than I was at LAX,
and a lot of it was because it was hot outside, and
we were
jamming in the sun, but it was fun. It was a great day. But I was going through the pictures, and I came across a video of you, Mr. Mike. That I forgot we took.
Oh, is it the hamburger video?
It is the hamburger.
I've never seen this.
You've never seen it. I'm going to post it up on the website so people
I want to watch it right now.
So people can actually see it. If I go into the pictures here. Where I have it saved, I believe it's all the way down here at the bottom.
Oh, dude, I want to see this. This is going to be hilarious. This is like late at night, LAX. I won like $20 in coins. I decided to treat everybody to a fantastic meal.
It was $22.
$22. Let's get the record straight, okay? I'm a high roller.
Yeah.
And so I took everybody out to Mickey D's, huh? Sky's the limit. I think I took this crazy video of me.
Yes, here it is. Now, it's probably not going to be really, really funny listening to it, but it's going to be funny listening to Mike laugh his ass off because he's never seen it.
To set up
the video, he grabbed my Big Mac while it was still in the box and proceeded to make the box talk to everybody. Where he's like, hello, take a bite of me. Anyway, the video I will post up on the website, but Mike, because you haven't seen it, here it is for you.
Oh, this is awesome.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you? It's so nice to be with you today. And I am like Seafood and Africa. Oh, hello. I am also like Meat, and I have Labor, and I have lots of buns. Do you like buns? I am also like Vampire. Please eat me today. Oh, I am so tasty, I promise you. Oh, I am so tasty, I promise you.
Because it starts it, we didn't get the sound at the beginning, but you're like, action.
Right. No.
So, that is a video of Mike drunk. And,
that's awesome.
It's very fun. Oh,
dude. Yeah, I have a heat rash still from a bear. Real bad. I mean, like, it itches. It's all over my arms and my neck and my face.
Well,
I was fucked up.
And you know, also, it's because you didn't go in the sun at all. Last summer,
none at all.
So you're just now getting back into it. So you're burning a little. But
yeah,
I like it. Charles at the front desk asked me the other day. He goes, "You and Mike spend the same amount of time at the pool, and why are you tan and he's not?" I go, "It just takes better to me. I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
I'm white with like red blotches." You know what else he told me? He was like, "Hey, I saw Jay up here earlier." I was like, "Oh yeah?" He's like, "Yeah, he was asleep." But, like, he wasn't laying down. He was still, like, sitting.
When I go on break, I just kind of, like...
Zone?
I just chill out. Like, totally relax. Yeah. I wasn't snoring by any means. I just closed my eyes.
How would you know? You're sleeping.
I wasn't sleeping.
Sure.
No, I wasn't sleeping. I was just zoning out, you know, just totally relaxed and enjoying the break that we get ever so frequently.
Oh, and here's another thing, too. Here we are at Bear Pool, right? Nothing but these chicks with, you know, the tops off. It's going crazy. Love it. And who hits on me?
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah,
I didn't even get his name, but when we were in the pool, I first noticed that he was checking you out.
I had no idea.
And that's when I kind of told you, I'm like, that guy over there, right there, the striped hat on, he's gay, he's hitting on you. No. Anyway, you'd get out of the pool, and you wouldn't see the guy, then Mike would come back in the pool, and the guy would be back in the pool. So I had to do the ultimate cock block, and I'm pretty proud of it. The guy was like, he saw me standing next to you, and then you leave, and he comes up and he goes, "So, what's your friend's name?" I go, "Don't worry about it. He's with me." He's like, "Oh, all right, man." And he didn't make any other attempt after that. So
that's so funny, dude.
Like, seriously, wow. I'm offended. We're standing together. What makes him think we're not together?
I know, right?
Rick?
Yeah. That little bitch.
So, yeah, it was funny. Good times. Good times at the Bear Pool.
Yeah, that was good. Check out the pictures.
You guys should...
That I don't remember.
Yeah, I did get some... I did get a comment that's on the website that says, "I hope you guys are still going to be partying in June when I come out. I want to have fun with you, Liz."
Yeah, absolutely, Liz.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Look us up.
I might not... I might have no memory or recollection of what's going on, but... Yeah, dude, let's party it up. Oh, you know what, though? I think I'm done with Jaeger. I'm just now able to say the word. For the first, like, couple days, I'd be like, Jaeger.
But when they start passing it around at the fest weekend, you'll be like, cool, 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 cool. Done.
I'm going to have to watch it. Nah, dude, oh, man, that was rough.
Well, see, a lot of people at the fest, they don't drink during the day.
Oh, yeah,
they just kind of take it easy. Maybe have one or two, and then...
It's at night.
As soon as that sun comes down. It's like ridiculous.
It's like vampires. Only with cheese.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Mad Mike is here. He's your co-host.
What's happening, people?
What's up, Mad
Dude,
Mike?
I had the worst diarrhea last night.
No, let's talk about...
I can't shake it.
Let's talk about the dream you had the other day. It's been a while on the show since you've talked about one of your crazy dreams.
I don't know what it was all about. I think it was because I'd watched like a...
You said Taken.
Taken.
Right.
And it kind of had like that kind of a theme to it. Like I was like the secret agent and like I was married and we lived in an apartment and it was Christmas time and I had like a kid and like a wife and like I guess like the bad guys or something found out or like it was like a, some type of setup, right? And like the bad guys figured out where I lived and I don't know if they were aliens or what they were. But they, like, came for us, right? So, you know, I'm like, hi-yah, hi-yah. You know, I'm using my skills. I'm shooting people, right? And I'm trying to get my family together on the run.
But you said that Halbreath.
Oh,
she's
she
in
does,
dream.
Yeah. So, basically, we wind up, like, stealing this car and, like, doing all this, like, crazy getaway stuff. We wind up, like, in some, like, underground tunnels into, like, a whole other, like, neighborhood and tunnels. I can't explain it. And then all of a sudden... Halbreath just shows up and she's like standing over me and she's like, hey, you know, I'm like, what are you doing? And then she starts like making a scene, right? And I'm like, oh God, I can smell it, right? And then she's like trying to get into my bed, right? And then like all of a sudden like her, you know, her down there, like all of a sudden like I see it and it's like there's, it's like cheese and maggots coming out of it. And I know, right? And so it grossed me out. I was like, oh no. So I'm like, shoot her and I kill her. And it like makes a big scene and then like the bad guys find us again and we wind up on the run again. But I can't look at her now at the pool. I can't stare at her. Yeah, I can't stare at her. I can't even look at her now at the pool. Because it grosses me out. I want to like
Because of the breath.
The breath and like now the breath has been associated with this horrid cheese vagina. And I can't do anything about it.
Now you you said that she put up
a
status on her MySpace.
Oh yeah, it was all and this grosses me out. See, this is the thing, ladies. Men, yes, we do like sex. And you know, the kinkier, the crazier, absolutely the better.
But let us find out about it.
Yeah, and don't just she puts the things that if I had a boyfriend, I would have sex all the time, anytime, and anywhere. That grossed me out. Especially after, like, picturing her Halbreath, you know? Like, she'd take, like, one suck, and, like, it would fall off. I don't think I could, no. Oh, God, no. Just bam, okay, bam. Don't like it.
She, is she aware that you're probably not into her? Has the attitude between you and her changed?
Yeah, she still walks by all the time, but she won't say anything to me now.
Right.
She'll, like, hover still. She'll try to look at me, but I'm always, like, dodging. Or I'm trying to pretend like I'm really, really busy with my guests or something. I just don't know what to say to her, because I know eventually I'm going to have to be like, what's up? And she's going to be like, nothing, what are you up to? I'd be like, not smelling your breath. You know, I can't, it's hard. It's like, what do you say? You can't just go up to Sony and be like, look, you seem like a nice person, but you've got nasty breath and you probably have a stinky vagina. I just can't do it. You know, you can't say that and keep a straight face and expect them to respect you as a person anymore, you know? She's going to be like, huh, well, fuck off. And then all of a sudden you seem like the bad guy and you're like, I'm not the one with the nasty breath. What's going on here? How am I the bad guy? So, I don't know.
In other news, apparently this week, our good friend Scanlan is going out on a date with a stripper.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked him about that. And he got a good deal. He got a good deal, so I can't blame him. Yeah.
Nice. And he did invite us to, I believe, the what was called the Scanlan Extravaganza 09.
Yeah. Yeah. It starts off at Pure.
Part one.
Yeah. It starts off at Pure and ends at his house baking cookies.
Remember the day he says, yeah, come over to my house. I'll get you with some ether and tie you to a chair. Some chloroform and I'll cook for you while I'm naked.
Yeah. It puts the sausage in its mouth.
Did you like that Scamlin extravaganza 09?
That's good. We should do a whole thing about that. Oh, there was your gay reference for the day. We got to make sure we get at least one in.
All right, so let's get ready to do a how-to. We'll be back with Matt Mike.
Word.
And his how-to right after this.
Every 28 seconds, a car in the U.S. is stolen. What's even more shocking is that 25% of those vehicles had the keys inside. 60% were left unlocked, and 95% had no anti-theft devices. In times like these, protect yourself from auto theft by taking extra precautions. Never leave your vehicle running or with the keys in the ignition. Always lock your doors and keep your windows closed, even when parked in front of your own home. When away, park in busy, well-lighted places and never leave valuables in plain view. Equip your car or truck with an alarm or other theft deterrent device. Never leave your vehicle registration in your car. If you do become a victim of auto theft, report it immediately. Have your make, model, license plate, and vehicle ID number available to help authorities recover your vehicle. To learn more about protecting yourself from auto theft, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
In times like these, strangers at your door should be treated cautiously. But unwelcome strangers in your home can be your worst nightmare. Home invasion is a form of armed robbery where criminals break into homes through unlocked or open doors and windows. They even trick people into opening their doors to confront victims face to face. They can be after money and valuables, threaten personal assault, or take members of the family captive. But you can be proactive against these disturbing attacks. Learn how to protect yourself against home invasions. Never open the door to strangers. Secure your home with high security locks and quality door and window hardware. Consider a home security system and even a dog. It's also a good idea to devise an action plan for your family in case intruders ever do enter your home. To learn more about how to keep your home safe from intruders, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
I present to you three of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Not all criminals carry a gun or a knife. Some simply need to pick up the phone or ring a doorbell. In times like these, senior citizens are often the targets of con artists, hawking shady investment deals and phony charities. Be wary of strangers in your neighborhood soliciting services or asking for money. Many cons come in the way of phony home repair services. These thieves offer major home repairs at bargain prices, but they end up taking your money and never finishing the work. Don't become a victim. Be skeptical of offers that are too good to be true. Never allow anyone to force you to sign something, and never give personal information to people you don't know. Get estimates and never pay in advance. If you suspect fraud, get the contractor's license plate number and call the police immediately. If something doesn't seem right, it's probably not. Protect yourself. Visit ncpc.org to learn more. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
So we got some newlyweds here tonight. A couple of months have been married. Let's give them some advice. How many years have you been married, sir?
32
years. All right, now, you've been married for a long time. Do you ever watch dirty movies at home? You ever rent a porno movie occasionally? No comment. It's like talking to Rosa Lopez from the OJ trial. Let me make a statement here. I happen to love pornography. I think it's great. A lot of people don't understand it. A lot of feminists, a lot of Bible thumpers. It leads to violence against women. It's bad for you. No, it's not bad for you. But you hear feminists say that all the time. Yeah, if you watch enough of that, it leads to violence against women. It leads to jerking off is what it leads to, which leads to having a sandwich, which leads to taking a nap. I hate to tell you ladies, but after a guy beats off, the last thing on our mind is hurting anybody. We can't even get our fat ass off the sofa to find the remote control. So guys that don't beat off to go nuts, and that's a fact. You look at the Middle East, all those Arab countries, those guys are nuts. These guys are crazy. Not talking about the Arabs here, but I'm talking about the Arabs there. Running around screaming all the time. And why is that? They don't masturbate. It's against their religion. They don't drink booze. They don't do anything. The food sucks. The music sounds like nails on a blackboard. No wonder they're blowing up airplanes over there. You know, those guys never get laid because they dress the women up to look like beekeepers. Here's another woman that's staring at me like, what, your husband doesn't agree with everything I've said? You think he does? How many years have you been married, you two? You're not married. How old are you, sir?
49.
49. You're not married. You know, if you're a Mexican, you'd be a great, great, great grandfather by now. Do you live together with me, sir? You do live together. All right. Well, you don't want to rush into anything. You're 49. Maybe you get married, what, when you're about 59, 69? That's good. I think it's good that people date for 30, 40 years before settling down. You really got to get to know another person. The young people today are rushing into things. Maybe you have kids when you're 80. That way she can change both your diapers at the same time. What about you guys? You ever watch a dirty movie? Because my wife won't watch them. They're disgusting. I know. But they're not making love. They're just having sex. I know. Those tits aren't even real. I know. The reason I've never cheated on my wife is because after my show, I go right back to my room and I turn on the dirty movie channel. And if you stay in a hotel in America, you know what I'm talking about. It's not Playboy, it's Spice or Spectrovision. Every hotel seems to have that dirty movie channel. It's $9.95 to watch an adult film, which is a ripoff. But the great thing is, they give you a 2-minute preview free, which is all I need. After 30 seconds, I'm zipping up and looking for HBO. I'm not even close to spending $9.95. Like I said, my wife won't watch a dirty movie, so one night I said to her, I'm going to turn on the video camera and tape us. And she went ballistic. She called me a sick bastard. She thought it was disgusting. I said, well, you asked me about my sexual fantasies. Can't really tell a woman about your sexual fantasies. What are you going to say? You're not in any of them. I've been doing it for 10 years. I like to nail another chick once in a while. That's my fantasy. Oh, yeah, really? Over my dead body. Yeah, well, that answered a fantasy. One time I told my wife my fantasies. I said to her, you're not going to ever throw this in my face? She goes, well, as long as it doesn't involve me getting hurt or anything really kinky or nasty. I said, no, I'll tell you what it is, because I don't think you'd ever do it. And this is what it is, my babe. I love you very much. My fantasy, and I think about this all the time. Okay, I'm in bed. I'm laying there. Julia Roberts. We have sex. And then when we're done, you come in and make us a sandwich. Then I call you back with the dirt devil to get the crumbs out of the bed so I can fuck her again. Then I call you in, honey, I need the TV guide. I watch TV for a little while until I get it up one more time. I nail her again. She leaves. You make the bed. You get the fuck out of there. I take a nap. See, you're in my fantasy 3 times. I love you. And I told my wife one night I want a videotape of us making love. She says to me, that's disgusting. Why would you do that? I said, why would I do that? Because I think that if I play it back and fast forward, it might look like you're moving. Can't really say that to a lady, though, can you? Can't tell your wife what's really on your mind. And yet women demand honesty. They want to know what's on your mind. They want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Honey, do these jeans make me look fat? No, your fat ass makes you look fat. What are you blaming the jeans for? You got a big fat ass. Why is it their fault all of a sudden? If anything, the jeans are holding that little dam of yours together from blowing up and spewing out all over the place. Can't tell women the truth, it gets you in trouble. When I was in Vegas recently, my wife wanted to renew our wedding vows, which to me is like reheating crappy food. God, why would I get married again? Why don't I just get circumcised one more time on my prostate exam? sit under the bridges of Madison County. We'll take a shower together. Then we'll have a candlelight dinner. We'll visit your mother. It'll be a dream fucking weekend. Calling my grandparents, see if they want to go back to Auschwitz. Sorry, babe. Been there, done that. It's amazing how many people, though, are so upset what other people do. Pornography is degrading to women, and Playboy is degrading to women, and strip clubs, that one I love. Why are strip clubs degrading to women? I go to strip clubs. I walk out of there at 2 a.m. with no money and a hard-on. Who is getting degraded here? My little girl's college education is in Tiffany's panties in the back room. Who's got the problem, me or Tiffany? Why is Playboy magazine sexist? That I don't get at all. You know, my wife's helping me unpack about a month ago, and she takes Playboy magazine out of my luggage, and she says, is this what you look at when you're on the road? I said, no, that's what I read. Seriously, women titter when I say that. They tiffed me. I read Playboy. Playboy doesn't do that much for me. It's a lot of very suggestive poses, a lot of airbrush stuff, but it's right up there with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Why do guys buy that when there's so many good dirty magazines you can buy? Guys watch Baywatch, and there's porno movies you can rent. I don't want anything left to my imagination. I think women seem to think that's what turns guys on. Don't you think I'm more sexy when I have a bathing suit on? No! I don't want to imagine anymore. I imagine all day. I wake up every day at 8 o'clock. I'd like to fuck hard, I'd like to fuck hard, I'd like to fuck hard. Wow, what a great car. I wish I had that car. I'd like to fuck her in the backseat of that car. That's a nice house. If I could fuck her in that house and drive away in that car and then fuck her. You know, by 8 o'clock at night, my imagination's pretty much wore down, you know? I want the most disgusting magazine I can find. I want scratchy, stiff, and 3D glasses if I can get them. I want magazines that gynecologists pick up and go, what the hell is this? Hey, doctor, I need another opinion. Do all women have these?
Last night, my daughter said to me, she wants to be like those girls on TV. Sassy and snobby, and richer than Fudge. They set every trend that we all love. She wants a chihuahua that matches her purse. She's got an iPod built into her Converse. Her dress is a sheet that she made at home, yet has a leather jacket for her cell phone. Then she asked for something I can't condone, and I'd like to think that I'm not alone. She says that it's the newest pseudo thing. I can't believe it, she's only 15 and wants a
baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby
bump. We see it on TV and magazines. The movie Juno was an Oscar nominee. I guess a baby bump is the new trend, but girls forget there's a baby in the end. Kids having kids is no miracle, no more than me using a urinal. Ain't it great to have a lower class? Who the hell else is gonna pump all my gas? She says, Dad, you're so uncool. I'm gonna be the lamest girl in school. I won't keep it, that's just wrong. I'd rather throw it in the dumpster at prom. She wants a
baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby
bump. Do you know the difference between a baby and an onion?
No, Daddy.
No one cries when you chop up a baby.
Ew, Dad.
How do you fit 10 babies in a bucket?
I don't know.
Blender. How do you get them out? Tostitos.
I got one. You know the worst part about killing babies?
What's that, Princess?
Getting blood on my pelvis.
The one I bought you for your birthday?
Yeah, it makes me want to stop a baby from falling down the sewer.
How do you do that?
Javelin.
Oh. Say, do you know how to make a baby float?
Oh, I know this one. Root beer and two scoops of baby.
Nope. Try again.
Take your foot off its back?
Closer, but not quite.
I give up.
Cover it in flowers, hit it with your car, and drive it downtown.
It's pretty sick, Dad.
No more than these confounded baby bumps.
You're right, Daddy. I know what we have to do.
Now it's just my daughter and me, ridding the world of teen pregnancy. All our parties are full of hijinks when we grind up Plan B into everyone's drinks. So they lose their
baby bump, a 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 baby bump, a
baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a baby bump, a better let daddy get a taste of that.
Before I rip your fucking larynx out. Me and Bernie Peters have to drink all day. Always in the doghouse, that's okay. We don't give a rat's ass what to say. All we care about is another drink. Me and little Beast have beers all night. Run around town for a sucker's price. Looking for any little hole we think. Might give it up quick and buy some drinks. We don't care about nothing but drinks. Another drink.
Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Matt Mike is here. He's on the mic.
I am.
And it's time for one of our favorite segments called How To.
Hey, okay, and you want to know something? Is I've done a lot of interesting How To's over the last
couple of months,
millennia. And some of the stuff that I find just absolutely mind boggles me. You know, I don't understand that. How they came about, I don't understand how somebody even put that much effort into a lot of these things. Like how to tell if your cat was pregnant. Like, I mean, really? Come on, really? Like, seriously? Like, do you really need, like, that much information? You know? Like, how to be a ninja? That was the most in-depth thing. Like, somebody, like, looks like they flew to fucking Japan to figure out all this stuff out, right? So then, I was like, oh, I found one called How to Do Nothing. Nothing. This page should be blank. No, instead, it's three goddamn pages long, okay? How could doing nothing be so fucking hard, okay? So I was interested, naturally.
Of course.
So I'm just going to kind of go over just, if you really just want to do nothing, people, prepare to do a lot, okay? Because this is intense. First off, you have to plan ahead, it says. Plan ahead. Plan ahead for what? You're not doing anything. What do you have to plan for? You plan to make plans. But if your plan is not to have any plans, what the hell are you planning for? Anyway, next, it says let people know. What? What are you going to do? Oh, hey, Jay, tomorrow, I'm doing nothing. And then what's Jay going to say? Hey, well, you want to come over? No, because then I'm doing something. Damn it, I shouldn't have told you, because now that's what I'm going to do. So what are you going to tell everyone that you're going to be busy? Well, you're not being busy. That's a lie. Don't be a liar, okay? Just don't say anything. Just appear for a while. Jimmy Hoffa did it, and he's still not back. He's probably just on the can. It's find a quiet and private place. Why does it have to be quiet and private to do nothing? I guarantee you I could do absolute. I did pretty much nothing at Bear Pool. I did nothing. I don't remember it. I pretty much didn't do anything. I sat in a fucking pool. I did nothing in a very public place. It doesn't have to be quiet and private. Quiet and private? That makes you sound like a stalker or like you have mental problems or a straitjacket on, you know? Nah, that's not cool. Next, it says set your alarm. Set your alarm for what? You're not doing anything. You're not going to be doing anything. You're doing nothing.
Yeah, what but do you need to know. For? But you need to know when nothing ends.
So you can tell. Let's see. Set an alarm of some kind to go off when your nothing time is over. Now it's. I'm going to be stressed thinking about how long I've got left on my nothing time, and that's all I'm going to be thinking about. So instead of thinking about nothing, I'm thinking about my goddamn alarm. Ridiculous. Ugh. Next it says turn off the phone. That's the only smart thing this stupid sheet has said. That could be the whole thing. How to do nothing. Turn off your phone. That's all it could have said. Instead, this is number 5. Turn off your phone. Yeah, turn off your phone. It does definitely help you do nothing. 6. Sit by yourself. Well, that's kind of mean. Why do you have to sit by yourself? You don't smell good? I can understand that if you got some howl breath, like what's her nuts. But this is the deal. You can do nothing with other people around. They're probably doing nothing too. What do you think we've got bars for? That's a whole lot of people doing absolute donkey dick, okay? You can do nothing anywhere you want. You could lay down right in the middle of the road and be like, I'm doing nothing. You might get hit by a car, but hey, what do you care? You're not doing nothing. So sit by yourself. I don't know. That just sounds like you're like an aspiring alcoholic, you know? Sitting by yourself in a quiet, private place. Are you even committing suicide or doing nothing? You know, letting everybody know you're planning ahead, setting an alarm. What's next? A shock of rope and a rusty chair or something? Okay, and then it says learn how to free your mind. This isn't the 70s or the 60s, people. There's no freeing your mind. That doesn't happen, okay? You don't just free your mind. What is that? How do you free your mind? Let's see what it says. Clear your mind of all thoughts of work, worries, family. No, don't do that. Because the second you're like, okay, I'm going to clear my thoughts on my family. Fuck. There you go. It's writing in your head already. You know? You're already thinking about it. Just don't, you know? I recommend getting some Sunny D, cracking down a bottle of that, you know? And then just chill, you know? Just chill. Let's see here. So that was number 7. Okay, now they got tips. As if everyone should already know how to do nothing. I think that's, like, ingrained into everybody's mind.
Right.
I mean, you were born, and you do nothing for, like, the first several years of your life. You know how to do that pretty well. But here's some tips in case, I don't know, you forgot? You're dumb? I don't know. It says to set aside some free time to do nothing on a regular basis. It is very healthy for your mind. What do you... Set aside some time, like you have a calendar, and you're just going to write on, okay, well, let's see, Tuesday at 3:30 to 3:45, I'm not going to do, you know, I'll just put in nothing there, it's my quiet time, let's see here, and then, on Saturday, between 7, oh no, that's not good for me, maybe at 9:15, yes, 9:15 to 9:22, oh, I can do that right before I take the dogs to work, I'll just do nothing, oh, that's great, no, that's stupid, come on now. Once you become good at nothing, play World of Warcraft, no, I don't say that, but you might as well.
Or Oblivion.
Yeah, or Oblivion. Evercrack. If you have an intimate companion, try doing nothing together. I just get the picture of, like, two people, like, flopped out on the floor just staring at each other, you know? This sucks.
What are you guys doing?
What are you?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Want to come over?
Well, if we did that, then we wouldn't be doing nothing.
We can do nothing over here.
If your parent asks what you're doing and doesn't believe that you're doing nothing, say you're daydreaming.
I'm procrastinating.
Yeah. Just say, yeah. If you're,
If your parent asks what you're doing and they don't believe you when you say nothing, just tell them, Mom, I'm on drugs. Leave me alone.
I'm trying to tie one off. Get out of the room.
Yeah, you know.
Never interrupt me when I'm vacuuming my room.
I'm making knuckle babies, Mama. Come on.
Yeah. I'm working on a
knuckle baby.
Yeah. I'm cracking out some Viennas, all right?
I got a new batch of baby batter.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Some wrinkly babies. It puts the sausage in its mouth.
Scanlan Extravaganza 09, Tuesday night at Pure.
Yeah.
Scanlan, be there, be there, be there.
Yeah. It'll be outrageous. And homoerotic, homo, homo, homo.
Exactly.
So that's basically it. And I just wanted to rant on that one, more or less than tell you how to do nothing. I just wanted to get that off my chest, people. How to do nothing. Like, is that really what you want to spend your time doing? Writing a whole fucking article that's 3 pages long on Wikipedia?
Congratulations! You are
Max! At Scanlan Extravaganza 09. Coming to a fag near you.
Oh, it's good stuff. It is a rockin' comedy show. That is a how-to on how to do nothing.
Absolute dick. Brought to you by Scanlan.
Hey, it's the rockin' comedy show. It is our pre-fest Desert Fest show. Yay! Woo! We're going to party out in the desert all weekend. Hopefully you'll come out. If you need to know how to get out there,
check out
the MySpace page for directions. It's Sawtooth Canyon in Barstow. It's about an hour and a half from Vegas.
Will there be a swimming pool?
There will not be no swimming pool.
I'd really like there to be a swimming
pool. Well, I'm sure you would. But we could always drive to Big Bear.
What's there?
A lake.
I was going to say a bear. A really big one.
Plastic.
The plastic one.
We might have to give it mouth to mouth.
Never mind. We've got plastic.
We've got... Please don't send anyone.
It's bad enough.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more music, more outrageousness, because it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back right after this. Stupid.
Hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical, doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
I've got a pop quiz for you. How well can you do? What's the last magazine you bought at the checkout line? What's the last book your kid checked out of the library? Who did your basketball team pick in the draft? Who did your kid pick to sit next to in lunch? Name a book on the bestseller list. Name a book in your kid's backpack. Who is president of the United States? Who is president of your kid's student council? Can you name three R&B artists? Can you name three artists your kid studied in school?
Know what really matters. When you know all about your kid's school, you know all about your kid. Not only will your relationship benefit, so will your kid. When kids have parents involved in their school, they have higher grades, better attendance, and more self-esteem. Visit www.pta.org to find 100 simple ways to get involved. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and My mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have two babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is BK, and this is Matt from Leaving Springfield.
How come you're doing my part, dude?
Why stop now? And you're listening to the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah, baby!
Love smells like
You say yes, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
Thanks.
Thanks.
It's time for cuddling.
How about some cuddling?
How about some cuddling?
How about some cuddling?
I say breakfast, dessert.
Breakfast, dessert.
Help yourself.
Help yourself.
It's time for cuddling.
How about some cuddling?
How about some cuddling?
How about some cuddling?
Woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning.
To a body feeling found below. Uh-oh, it's Felicio.
Felicio is the way to go.
Felicio.
Felicio, way to go.
Woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning.
You were already down below. Uh-oh, it's Felicio.
Felicio is the way
Uh-oh,
to go.
It's Felicio.
Felicio is the way to go.
Cuddling.
Felicio is the way to go.
Into camping. 18 years on the road, I'm not a big camper. I've been spoiled by hotels. Not ungrateful, just spoiled. Camping to me is when room service closes at 10. If it's 10:30, I go, wow, I'm camping. Like that Survivor show? I watch it. It's interesting to watch, but I don't understand it. Because if I wake up in the morning and I have to look in the woods for breakfast, you don't have to vote me off the island. I'm putting out my own torch. Shh. There's one less for the Kutcher tribe. If you keep me now, it's kidnapped. So I was asked to go camping with some friends from college. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and I get a call. John, it's Dave from Boston. We're all going camping. And I got the gun put to my head. You know that gun? Everybody's going, but you're the only one that's not going. Okay, I'll go. So I fly in, and I'm picked up in a Winnebago. You can rent them. They're beautiful. Captain's chairs, TV. Okay, camping. We drive up to Maine, which is beautiful. It's also the setting of most of Stephen King's novels. And we're asking directions, and people are saying creepy Maine stuff like, going way up there, huh? Yeah, why? Why? Why is everybody going back in the general store? Some folks never come back. We should have gone to Vegas. Vegas is better. Stay at Caesar's Palace, put a tent in the room. We're camping. I didn't have the right attitude for this. In this drive to Maine, we're not going to Bar Harbor. We're not going to Bangor. 9 hours on the Maine Turnpike. You can't go 9 hours. We're in Russia. We're going to get out of the car and hear Pervetovana, Skardila. We get to the end of Maine near Russia. I have terrible allergies, and I didn't bring my allergy medication, so I took a Benadryl. Benadryl works, but it puts you in a coma. It says may make you drowsy. No drowsy, coma. Drowsy is... I was like this. And we get to the camping area, and okay, we're going to sleep in the Winnebago. You unpack the grill, you're camping. No, we're leaving the Winnebago, and we're hiking about 5 miles on my vacation. I don't want to leave the Winnebago. In the horror movies, they leave the Winnebago, and the happy chubby one always dies second or third. Yeah. He says something like, who wants a marshmallow? They made me walk because we're losing the daylight. And nobody knew what they were doing, really. Everybody said, oh, yeah, we know what we're doing. You need guides up there for a lot of things. You should have a guide, I'm saying this. Well, forget it. We'll go to a hotel. If you don't have a guide, you hear about this every summer. People go up there and they hike and they get lost. And some people die. They die of exposure, starvation. Sometimes they're barely rescued. And I hate for us to get lost up there. And everybody dies of starvation. Except me. And there I am when they rescue me. I feel pretty good. You can see it in my face a little, can't you? So no, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll go on the forced march through the woods in my Benadryl haze so we can camp in tents near a lake because it's a lot of fun. And everybody brought camping stuff. Like, they looked like Lewis and Clark. They had, like, backpacks and they had knives and you had rope and... I got my luggage from the airport, and I'm dragging it through the woods. My mood turned dark. I felt like Gollum on his way to Mordor. You don't have any friends. They left you in the woods to die. They took away our Winnebago. That was my precious! John, time to set up the tent. Fishing pool, fishing pool. I snapped out of my golem, and they told me, they said, if we see bears, don't feed them. First of all, I ain't a squirrel. Come here! Who's going to claw me to death? Come on! And second of all, we didn't bring that much. He ain't getting anything from me. I'll fight him for the cold cuts. Put down the pastrami, Yogi. Your boo-boo gets it. You can have the coleslaw. That's deli salad. And I'm worried about the bears. They said, don't worry about the bears. We have tents. He's never going to get in there. How's he going to unzip the tent with his paw? Just see a 1,000-pound Kodiak outside my tent going, son of a bitch. How'd he get in there? I was camping, John. I was raped by a bear. I'm here to tell you, Ben was not so gentle. You have to set up a small city when you camp. You're going to set up the tents. You're going to start a fire. They gave me a tent to put up. This is your tent, John. You get your own tent. Thank you. I slept on top of mine. I rolled myself in it. I was exhausted. I woke up in the middle of the night and I had to pee in the woods. There's stuff in the woods. There was a possum. They're creepy. They're like the perverts of the forest. This thing was staring at me like... Got a cigarette? Get out of here! Get out of here! I don't like camping!
We are back. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I still, the 911 call about the black bear. It's flatter than a flitter. What the fuck is a flitter?
I don't know. It sounds intense, though.
It does sound intense.
And really flat. Maybe it's a plastic bag.
It might be. Hey, one of the bands that made a big impact at Desert Fest was Zero Fingers, but they broke up in April, which just really sucks. But they will live on forever at the Desert Fest, especially with this song right here.
Dinner ain't. She loves the theater. Doesn't come late. She never bothers someone to be late. That's why the lady's a friend. She doesn't like tight jeans with bare pearls. She won't go to Harlem with bare men and pearls. She won't dance the dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes them cool, knocks down cuckoo, groovy wind in her hair. Life without a care. She's broke, but it's over.
Great, great punk version of that song, Ladies a Tramp. Zero Fingers will definitely be missed. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up, we've got Not.
Isn't
in
that
the
a
news
Disney
news.
Movie?
What, Ladies a Tramp?
Something like that?
Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what the song is based off of?
No, it was based off Frank Sinatra's version.
So what came first?
The Frank Sinatra song.
Not the Disney movie?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What year did the Disney movie come out?
Just shut up. Anyway, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We got another 911 call. It is about a testicle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I love those.
The other one was about the mother calling and saying that her son had a testicle bomb, apparently, that could blow up the entire planet.
yeah, the entire planet. A cobalt bomb.
Now listen, brain.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to take over the world with this testicle bomb. This guy calls 911 because he has an inflamed testicle.
Oh, shit. Yes, I have a person that needs service to a hospital.
Okay, do they need a paramedic?
Do you need paramedics? No, he just needs to get to the hospital.
What's the problem with him?
You want to talk to her?
Yeah, let me talk to the person. Hello?
Okay, I just got to go to the general hospital.
Okay, what's the problem?
Okay, last night, I was sitting at the table, all right, and I got up. Well, excuse me for putting this away, but my right nut, it started hurting real bad.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I've been going, all day long today, I've been walking around, and right now it's inflamed about 2 times the size.
Can you go by paramedics?
I guess.
You're at the liquor store, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call the paramedics. They'll probably call you back at this phone number, all right? Okay. While they're on the way, they'll probably call you back.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
You?
You're not going to believe this.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Oh, I don't know how to tell you this. I've got this guy. He's at the liquor store there. And he has an inflamed testicle, and he can't walk. And he would like the paramedics. And I put it to you a lot better than he put it to me. I guess that's really painful. I don't know.
I'll give him a ring.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's my kind of man.
Gotta love that. Oh, 911. Do they get any better than that?
They do. Port St. Lucie.
And we're almost heading there now. This one was actually suggested I play by a listener of the show. It's an actual prank call from a morning radio show. You know, they'll call in and try to get somebody all pissed off.
Yeah.
Well, apparently son calls mom to tell her that he's been pulled over by a police officer. And this mom, like, totally goes apeshit. Like, it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And so this is actually, I don't know what radio station it's from or where in the country, but it's a really funny prank call. It's really funny. Check it out.
Hello?
Mom.
What?
Some officer just pulled me over for speeding.
Well, you were probably speeding, so he's you on radar.
Well, no, he said I was going 90, but I was only going 75.
All right, well, what are you calling me for?
Well, I'm calling you to see what to do, because this guy is writing me a ticket right now.
Take the ticket, and that's it, and you'll pay it.
No, I'm not going to pay this ticket, because this guy...
Jimmy, you're on radar going down a major highway. They have radar.
I'm not taking the ticket.
You know what, Jimmy? If you want to continue to be an ass and get yourself into deeper than you do, then you go right ahead, because you're going to get him pissed, and then he'll end up just taking you to the... house. So don't even bother saying anything. Just take the ticket.
Hold on. Here he comes.
No.
Hey, roll down the window.
Take the ticket.
Yeah, let's go. Who are you talking to?
My mom.
Oh, really? Is this a good time to call your mother?
No, she called you.
Yes, it is a good time to call my mother. It's very important because you're being an ass. You're lying about everything.
Hey.
Jimmy!
Oh!
No!
Don't say another word, Jimmy!
Hey.
We'll deal with it. Take the ticket and say don't say another word to him.
I don't want to take the ticket. No.
You're
going to
get arrested!
Mom, he's going to be putting me in handcuffs soon. He found marijuana in my glove compartment.
Oh, great. This is what I need.
I don't even know where it came from, but
Please don't give me this I'm not an idiot. If I were you, I would just shut my mouth, take the ticket, do whatever you have to do. But if you open your mouth to this cop, there's going to be more trouble than you can handle.
He's a jerk.
It doesn't matter if he's a jerk. Most cops are jerks. If you have one lick of common sense, you will shut your mouth right now. Don't say another word to these guys.
He came up to my car acting all stupid. He had a Dunkin' Donuts coffee cup in his left hand.
Shut your mouth!
A damn donut with his right hand looking like a fat slap.
Shut up! You can tell me all about this when you get home. You're effing off to a cop telling him he's fat, that he's Dunkin' Donuts. Where is your... head.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Officer Bradshaw. Can you knock some common sense into this kid or what?
Knock some common sense into him? I'm going to knock more than common sense into him.
Yeah, maybe some good parenting would be good, you know?
Let me ask you a question. Why are you talking to me like this and telling me that I'm a bad parent because of what my son does?
Well, I'm certainly not a bad parent. You don't see me pulling over my kid smoking doobs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, welcome to the planet Earth. It's supposed to be drug-free. All I want is for him to apologize for calling me Fat Dunkin' Donuts guy, okay?
Jimmy?
I'm not going to apologize.
Jimmy!
I'll take care of the responsibilities. I'm not going to apologize to this fat pig.
Hey!
Jimmy, are you listening to me? Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, you're smoking pot. You got caught. He has it right there. You are now going to get me and your father into hot water. Apologize to that asshole. Because I'm going to take him to court. He doesn't know that yet. And
no.
He's not going to find out from you.
You know what? I'm going to take you to court, and I'm going to sue you for everything you've got.
No.
Jimmy!
Here.
Jimmy!
I'm sick of this shit. You and your goddamn
Jimmy, you're dead. You're out of my house.
You're dead.
You talk to my mom.
You're out of my house, Jimmy.
Hello?
Yeah, he's out of my house.
Yes.
If you want to arrest him, and he better find someone else to bail him out.
You're damn right. He's out of your house and into my house.
You're right.
He's going to be singing the Jailhouse Rock.
He, listen, obviously he was smoking pot probably on the way to school, which is why he's mouthing off to you.
Right.
I have never seen him like that.
All right. Well, you know what?
He's not even listening to what I'm telling him about his mother.
Do you smoke pot with your kid or what?
No, I don't smoke pot, for Christ's sake.
Maybe you could use some. You could calm down a little bit.
Jimmy!
Yeah, Jimmy! Why don't you tell your mom that this is a Z100 phone tap?
I got you,
Jimmy,
Mom.
I just gave your father a heart attack.
Oh, no, Ma, this is TJ from Elvis Duran and the Z-Morning Zoo.
That's so funny.
Wow. That was great. I just gave your dad a heart attack.
I love that. It's so funny.
That was pretty good.
It's good. It's good. Let's see what this one is here. I got so many recently.
The news.
Yeah, we're going to the news.
The news.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
I don't know if you can handle it. It's, you know, it's all about our favorite place.
I'm already with the news.
Well, like I said, one of our favorite places started a long time ago when I did a story about a guy that hit his girlfriend with a sandwich. And then another guy hit his girlfriend with a cheeseburger. And then another guy hits his wife with a pan of macaroni and cheese. It became our favorite, most talked about city and state. Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Yay!
And because it's a very special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show, we've got nothing but stories from Port St. Lucie. I hope you guys are ready.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
All right. If you are ready, here we go. Police arrested a 23-year-old man accused of running around
naked
and vandalizing electronic gates in St. Port Lucie West, according to the affidavit that was released. John C. Chapman faces felony criminal mischief and misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs.
There's never a cop around when you need one.
Or a rubber.
Shortly before 11 p.m., an officer was dispatched to the Country Club Estates for a report of vandalized front and rear electronic gates. That's right.
At least he was...
God damn it, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good.
At least he was doing it from the front and the back.
That's right. He did front and rear electronic gates and a speed limit sign.
Oh.
Yeah. At the scene, a woman said an unoccupied gray 1999 Saturn was blocking the entrance. The Saturn reportedly had flat tires and the engine was running.
Now, the only reasonable question to ask after that is, what the fuck is going on?
Meanwhile, police got a report in Heatherwood Estates about a
naked
man running around. The affidavit states. I like how they keep saying the affidavit states. We know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We know that this has happened.
Done deal.
But what do you want? The reporters from Port St. Lucie, too.
Yeah.
a sheriff's helicopter and police dog found Chapman, who owns a Saturn. And
no errant tires.
Chapman said he'd been at a Mets game and drank some beer while being questioned.
Oh, shit.
Chapman reportedly told police they were probably wondering about the gates that I went through.
Duh!
He admitted going through the two gates.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Well, we got you on film.
Well, you ain't got no air, and I'm tired no more.
When we're done here, you'll know why Port St. Lucie is our favorite place.
Yeah.
An 18-year-old man accused of beating his ex-girlfriend, ripping her hair weave out, and tearing off her shirt is facing battery charges.
Dang.
The woman, also 18, told police that DeMario D. Brunson called her to his father's address and that she arrived about 2 a.m., but Brunson said he told her to leave and started hitting her when she refused.
Help me! Somebody help me! Help me!
She stated that he then grabbed her hair weave and attempted to pull her down the street, but the weave pulled out. She stated that Brunson then grabbed her by her shirt and attempted to drag her, but her shirt ripped off,
whoa,
leaving her partially nude in the middle of the street.
I hope this isn't out of line, but you do have beautiful breasts.
The police report gave this account. Brunson halted the alleged attack and handed over his shirt for her to wear. Brunson denied hitting the woman, but appeared surprised when police asked why the victim was clad in his shirt. He then said he was trying to drag her down the street, but the weave wasn't secured to her head, and, well, it just fell off.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least he admit, well, I was trying to drag her down the street.
I was dragging that bitch right to home.
He then stated that he grabbed her by her shirt and attempted to drag her away from her dad's residence. But then the shirt, well, it ripped off.
Liar!
Brunson then said he gave her his shirt to wear home before police arrested him on battery charges.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's an old lady earlier that needed help with batteries. She's talking to him.
Deputies gave Brunson and the victim trespass warnings for each other's addresses.
Wow.
I have a feeling that if we do visit Port St. Lucie, that everywhere we go, we have to play this music.
I know, right? I know, right? This is a fit.
We'd have to go find all the places that these happened at and take pictures in front of them. Here's where the guy vandalized the two gates.
Yeah.
Here's where the woman got dragged down the street by her hair weave.
Yeah. Here's the hair weave.
Yeah.
Still there.
It's still here. That would be ridiculous. A 48-year-old woman went to jail on a felony charge. I love Port St. Lucie. Like, the cops don't even fuck around. Felony, 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 battery, battery, felony, felony. There's no other charge.
There isn't, no.
What are you in for? Battery. What are you in for? Battery. What about you? Felony.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's good.
Tell us something in common.
They just don't mess around. A 48-year-old woman went to jail on felony charges after her boyfriend told police a marijuana plant was in the garden in her backyard.
No, sir, it's no mistake. Marijuana.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
You know, there's no explanation in the story, but
that's weird.
Investigators were dispatched to a disturbance about 2:15 a.m. Police met with Barbara G. Coey's boyfriend, who said
2:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Who said her boyfriend?
The hell are you doing
said
in the garden?
She had a pot plant in the backyard.
If you are looking for trouble, you found it.
He pointed out the plant, which police found growing next to some tomatoes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, they do kind of belong to the same
herbs,
family, right?
Yeah, herbs.
Herbs.
She said she last was in her garden earlier that day to hoe the area, and she was arrested on felony marijuana producing charges. There's no detailed explanation of what the disturbance was.
That's crazy.
You want to get high?
You won't get high. We're not big perp, I mean big worm.
Two men who were arrested following an alleged $4,140 oxycodone deal with police that
Whoa.
Went down in a restroom at Lefty's Wing and Raw Bar.
You want to get high?
There we go.
Hi.
Michael R. DeNicola, a 19-year-old cook, reportedly met with an investigator at the restaurant for the narcotics transaction. DeNicola handed the investigator a condiment container filled with 230 Oxycontin pills.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
That's a lot.
That is. And the investigator gave him $4,140.
Wow.
DeNicola was taken into custody and said he got the pills from his boss, 50-year-old Christian Poppy Ibanez. He got those to sell.
Sometimes we do things because we need the money.
Right.
Through that.
Just ask Scanlon. DeNicola said he arranged it with Ibanez.
Just ask the Asian stripper.
Listed as a kitchen manager to leave the money in an employee restroom for Ibanez following the transaction.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
He was detained, and DeNicola said the money was on a shelf, though police found $300 missing. Ibanez later told an employee to get the tortilla bag. This apparently is where the $300 was found.
I don't make monkeys. I just trade them.
Right. Ibanez and DeNicola each face a felony trafficking in oxycodone. Felony. Over 14-gram charge, while DeNicola also received a illegal use of communication device charge. Police also arrested DeNicola on several drug and other warrants in connection with other incidents.
Jeez. That's one crazy-ass diner. We need to go there.
We got We got two left. No, we do have to go there. If we go there, we have to go there for lunch.
Oh, totally.
What was the name of the place? Lefty's Wings and Raw Bar. We'll do the show from there.
Yeah.
We'll do the show from there. Hey, can we set up and do the show in here? It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Lefty's.
Can I get some oxycodone, please?
Yeah.
Oh, you keep it in the bathroom? Got it.
Thanks. Tortilla bag?
Gotcha. No, the tortilla bag not for you. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
A registered sex offender. This is a busy fucking city.
Yeah.
This is all in 1 week that I printed these out.
Yeah, they're not pulling any punches. They're not messing around.
A registered sex offender and his girlfriend were arrested following allegations that they beat up an 11-year-old girl.
I know kung fu.
Awesome.
And her siblings.
Damn.
The 11-year-old girl told sheriff's investigators John Lewis Cooper burned her with a cigarette lighter. She said she feared being raped by Cooper because he raped a 13-year-old girl before.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's just about the most awful thing I've ever seen.
Cooper was convicted in 2002 of lewd act of a minor less than 16 and is registered sex offender because of it.
Wow.
The girl said Cooper and his 32-year-old girlfriend, Kathy Ann Carson, pushed them around and punched her and her 9-year-old brother. Well, they did it all the time, if you can believe that.
I think you're bluffing.
Did they just find
them? I'm not bluffing about anything!
This is like would find them? Hey, let's go beat them up again.
Well, I don't think poor St. Lucie's a very big place.
Yeah, I guess not. Run into them all over the place. Those kids are like, shit.
The brother had an injury on his finger, he said, was caused by Cooper purposely burning him with a lighter. The elder girl said Cooper punches her in the chest when she misbehaves. The boy said he was he has difficulty with... I messed that up. The boy said he has difficulty with bedwetting, and Cooper punches him in the chest because of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm concerned on a number of levels.
The boy was found to have a fungal scalp infection that had been present for months.
Wow.
Cooper faces 2 counts of child abuse, and Carson was arrested on a single child abuse charge. Carson's charge stems from alleged abuse on a 4-year-old girl. A doctor examined the 4-year-old girl and 2 older children and found signs of abuse and neglect. Our final story.
Yeah, when we say how to do nothing, neglect is not one of the things.
Yeah, be clear on that.
Yeah.
Neglect is not doing nothing.
No bueno.
Our last story out of Port St. Lucie and for not in the news this week. It's pretty good. You might like it.
I'm ready.
A 39-year-old man accused of battling police and daring an officer to use pepper spray was arrested after saying, "Someone put a ditch in my truck!" That's right. Yeah. Someone put a ditch in my truck.
How on earth did it get there?
Police were sent for a vehicle crash and found a white pickup truck in a drainage ditch. 2 men ran into a home as police arrived, but quickly came out. One of the men was identified as Robert J. Rizak, who an officer indicted was saying he was, very confused.
I'm confused. My brain's all twisted up.
Yeah, he's very confused and yelling, a report said. Rizak, whose speech was slurred, said he was in the truck alone when it crashed. He wasn't hurt. He stated somebody put a ditch in his truck.
Wow.
Well, you know, his speech was slurred. Maybe he said somebody put a bitch in his truck.
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody put a bitch in my truck.
So I just ran that motherfucker off the road.
Officers said Rezek soon got aggressive with them. They gave the account in their report. Rezek charged 30-year-old Officer Charles Dunn and grabbed him by the throat and pushed him backward. Another officer got out his pepper spray, and Rezek kept screaming obscenities. "Spray me! Come on, spray me!" he would say. "This is a free country. I can say whatever the hell I want."
Good God.
Sounds like you have mental problems, yeah. Man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Man.
An officer pepper sprayed Rezek's forehead. He kept resisting and fighting Donnan's head. Well, that might have been why, because you didn't spray in his eye.
Yeah.
Spray in his eyes.
What the hell are you thinking?
He kept resisting and fighting. Donnan's head was fractured and another officer's finger was jammed. What's with the finger?
Finger jamming in Port St. Lucie.
Police finally got Rizek secured using two sets of handcuffs. He faces charges including DUI, refusal to submit to a breath test, resisting arrest without violence, two counts of resisting with violence, two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer, and depriving an officer of communication.
And one count of just being a straight asshole.
Right.
An idiot.
Put a ditch in my track. But in all fairness, we're doing this show, and we're heading towards Barstow. You know, we're doing the Desert Fest out in Barstow. And there was an interesting story that that came out in Barstow. Is it Barstow? Yes.
It's Barstow.
And,
it was.
Really, by all means, the story is not funny.
I tried to
funny it up. I really did. But it's just not funny.
It's just so
out there.
I can't even. It's something like right out of like Silence of the Lambs or something.
Well, just to get into the basic part of the story, because it is kind of long. Why did I say Bakersfield? It's Barstow. A Barstow father is accused of biting out one of the eyes of his small child and mutilating the other one, leaving the child blind. After attacking the child, 34-year-old Angel Vidal Mendoza quickly left his apartment in a wheelchair, entered a backyard of a nearby vacant home, and attacked his own legs with an axe, severely injuring himself. The child, who is 4 years old, Angelo Mendoza Jr., later told police, "My daddy ate my eyes."
So crazy, dude.
Doctors at Mercy Hospital said it is unknown whether the child will regain vision in his right eye. Child Protective Services cannot discuss the case. Brian Parnell, who is the program director of the CPS, but in cases of serious abuse, the child is taken into protective custody. Some foster homes have specialized medical training, but much more people are needed. The boy's mother, Desiree Marie Bermudez, 23, was not present during the incident. There is a $15,000 warrant for her arrest for failing to complete a drug treatment program in late 2008.
Oh, God.
A search warrant reports the father was displaying symptoms of being under the influence of PCP.
That's nasty stuff.
It is. Both he and Bermudez were charged with being under the influence of PCP in 2006 for a criminal case. Both pleaded no contest to child endangerment charges in that case.
Wow.
So the question was, why is the boy still living with the father? CPS officials say there has to pretty much be a serious physical abuse, major bruises or broken bones, before a child is taken away from his parents automatically.
How about missing eyeballs?
Well, yes, that's why he was taken.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yep, all right, that's good.
My question, though, is, I mean, yes, you're strung out on PCP, but at what point do you have to go, his eyeballs are looking tasty.
Pretty good, man. I know, and then I'm like, I think I'm just going to hack the shit out of my leg.
Yeah.
I think I got this wheelchair.
Because I'm going to need it.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Now, it didn't say if he was in a wheelchair prior to that. It just said they seen him leaving the house in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair.
So maybe he was already, like, crippled or something. They didn't really say, but in cases where parents are using drugs, CPS will definitely check on the child, Parnell said, but they won't necessarily remove the child. That all depends on the extent of the drug abuse or the availability of other care. The incident happened in the early evening of April 28th at the apartment the father and son share. Police and search warrant report says, on the day of April 28th, Mendoza asked neighbor Elizabeth Rodriguez for a ride to work-related appointments later in the day. At 6 p.m., she sent her 12-year-old son to get Mendoza. The boy said Mendoza opened his door slightly and looked nervous, but didn't let him in. Mendoza said he would be right out. But a few minutes later, Rodriguez saw Mendoza rolling his wheelchair quickly away. So he must have been in it previous. He must have needed it. The 12-year-old boy and another neighbor went to Mendoza's apartment and discovered the child on the floor. Meanwhile, witnesses told police a man was yelling and screaming in a wheelchair from the backyard and hitting his legs with an axe. Mendoza who remains in custody in lieu of $1 million, is charged with mayhem, torture, child cruelty, and inflicting an injury to a child. He is scheduled for a hearing at the end of June. His criminal history dates back to 1998 and includes convictions for drug, battery, check forgery, and a misdemeanor child endangerment charge.
You know, and one lady is going to go to jail irrefutably with no bail because she had a pot plant, you know?
Right.
It's like, wow.
One little pot plant and a father that eats his eye.
Nice.
That just tells you the difference between Port St. Lucie and Barstow.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. When we come back, we've got some more rockin' tunes, some more tunes from the bands that are going to be playing out there this weekend, and Mad Mike's going to be back with another how-to.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Oh.
We'll be back right after this.
In 1977 in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I present to you 3 of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you 1 chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You take your 6-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice. Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane!
Big eye with these eyes of
Stature and poise. I wanted to capture your beauty, the soul that's alive in your voice. I wanted to tell of your wisdom, how the courage within your heart soars. But all I can think of is how I'd be loving them big, big, big titties of yours. Like a kid on a trampoline, they swing like a 40s jazz band. They stand up like a rock solid alibi. They don't even fit in my hand. They curve like a pitch in the big leagues. They burn with a passion so hot. And that is the reason I can't wait to squeeze on them big, big, big titties you've got. Dreams in a graceful ballet. I'll kiss them so sweetly goodnight at the end of the day. They're firm like a John Grisham novel. They swell like a wave in the sea. No matter what part of the room that I'm in, they're always looking at me. They're soft like the cheek of a baby. They're sweet like the honey of bees. I'll never ignore them. I'll even adore them someday when they're touching your knees. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a wreck.
Listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and we've got Mad Mike. Mad Mike, before you do another how-to, which I am told is going to be pretty useful for people going out to the Desert Fest.
It would have been useful for me a couple days ago, too.
we have a prank call that somebody told me about. This one's actually really funny.
Very nice.
I used to love doing prank calls, but now with the Star 69, and it's too much now. It's too much work to block the calls before you make the prank call and all that. But I used to enjoy doing them. this one is actually really good. This woman gets scared after she finds out her new vibrator causes medical issues. So this is actually pretty funny. I think her husband's behind it, which is the funny part about it.
Yes, Donna, please.
This is?
Donna, my name is John McGraw. I'm a production engineer in charge of quality control at Alinar Enterprises.
Uh-huh.
You probably don't know what that is. It's a company from which you bought one of our products. You bought the vibrator model number W5270.
Who is this?
This is John McGraw. I'm a production engineer. I'm in charge of quality control. The reason I'm calling is the product you purchased is defective, and we're actually doing a recall right now.
You're recalling a vibrator?
Well, yes, there is a bit of a problem. The company that actually makes the motor and manufactures the electrical portion of the device is actually defective, and we do have to do a recall. Now, the thing we need to know, first of all, is whether or not the product has been used.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, actually, it was a gift.
Oh,
I was buying it for someone.
Okay. Now, have you given this gift yet? Because we'll have to contact that person instead of you if you have done that.
No, it's a gag gift for a birthday present, so I still have it.
All right. Well, that's good then. What we'd like you to do, and I'll explain all the details about where we are and if you have any questions, who else you can talk to at the company. But what we're going to do is recall the item, and we'll refund either in cash, you know, we'll give you your money back, or if you'd like, you can apply it towards purchase of one of our other products.
Well, what exactly what's wrong with it? What does it do?
Well, as far as I know, this was explained to me by a doctor. There's sort of an electrical emission that causes an allergic reaction by some women in their digestive system. Some gain weight, some lose weight. It's not that serious of a problem, but there is a reaction that needs to be taken care of immediately if someone has used it that is affected.
Oh, my God.
But you haven't used it, so that wouldn't be a problem then.
Well, I did.
All right.
Not very much.
Well, Zada, I understand this might be an embarrassment for you, and I'm terribly sorry, but I'm glad you pointed that out. Now, we're going to do is send you a form in the mail, which you need to fill out and take to your doctor. We'll reimburse you in full for your checkup. Now, statistics show that women who have had checkups due to this situation, over 90% have checked out just fine. So I wouldn't worry. If there are any complications, of course, our company is responsible. We'll take care of it all. And, again, this is a correctable problem. What I do need to know is, how many times in a general field, how often have you used this product?
Well, I haven't had any problems with it so far.
It's something where you wouldn't even know if there is a problem. That's why we have to make these phone calls.
Well, I've used it, I guess, quite a bit since I got it.
Can I get a number of uses? Any idea how many times you've used it?
A lot. I don't know exactly how many.
Okay.
Maybe once a day.
Whoa.
Is that a lot?
Once a day, you say?
Yeah.
Well, for 3 weeks? Well, I don't know if I would say that was a lot. I would say it was a considerable amount. That's fine. I'm going to send you out the form. There's one other problem that happens, too. In some rare cases with some women, it causes them, maybe you've experienced this, I don't know, it causes them to listen to Jeff and Jeff at XL 102. Have you had that happening to you at all? Every, like, weekday morning, does that happen? About as often, I guess, as...
This isn't real?
And no, we're just making you a bit different, Florida, Donna. Now, before you jump through the phone and want to kill me, your boyfriend set you up as our call today. He said you never used it. Huh?
Well, not when he's around. Nobody's going to hear this, are they?
Oh, no. They've already heard it, Donna, so... There you go.
Oh, my God.
You know, I would say once a day is probably a lot. Is it once a day?
That's awesome.
I'm going to kill him.
I tell you what you ought to do. Maybe you get your money back on the boyfriend and just keep the client.
Oh, God.
Hey, Donna, thanks for being on the show today.
That's awesome.
That is great.
That's a great call.
That's freaking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Are you ready, buddy?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. It is time for another how-to on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
So on Thursday, I experienced a lot of puking.
That's the funny part, right? Because Steve, who was my ride out to the pool, left. And you're like, I'll take you home. And then you got completely shit-faced. And we had to sober up. And just wait, and you were still, there was no sign of soon recovery for you at all.
It was not slowing down.
So I called Krista. I was like, hey, you got to come and get me, because Mike is completely shit-faced. He spent half of his time in the bathroom.
I didn't even know that I was in the bathroom that long.
Yeah, you were...
Krista left. Krista was like, you guys were in there like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you guys...
I had no idea.
Yeah, you were in there a long time. Several times. Like, you'd come back to the table, sit down, and then go back.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then come back. And then Adam left, and it was just me. I'm like...
Really? How long were you waiting for?
Quite a long time.
Really? Damn, dude. I had no idea.
Yeah, and so I'm like... And he's like, is he going to be all right? I'm like, I don't know, right? I have no idea.
And never happened to me
So then
before.
Finally, Chris was like, where are you? So we're meeting you at the parking garage. So you just before she pulls up, just puke. It was just everywhere. just everywhere, all over the parking garage. And the best part was she pulls up, she sees us, she sees you sitting there, and you're like, still, totally unaware of what's going on. I'm like, are you going to be all right? I'm just going to sit here until I sober up. All right. She gets up close to you, up to the silver bullet. She sees you sitting there. You've got this string coming from your mouth just from whatever it is that is not left in your stomach.
Yes.
And she, you look up at her, and then you look back down, and she's like, "Are you going to be all right?" And you're, "Boss!" Like, you, as you're saying yes, whatever it is that's coming out of your mouth is coming out at the same time.
That's awesome.
And she's like, "Okay, then."
Okay, then.
She's like, "Oh, yeah, all right."
Yeah, all right.
She's just like, "Oh, my God."
I remember pulling up, and that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get in the car, and you guys take it off, and I was like, I don't even remember how long I was there for. What time did we end?
We left the pool at 6. By the time we were done sobering up, you were done vomiting, we were done eating. Krista picked me up. It was almost close to 8 o'clock.
I didn't get home till almost 10. took me a while, dude. And getting home was tough, too. And I knew I wasn't drunk anymore. I was just messed up. Right. Just messed up. So anyway, that's where this how-to comes from. And it's how to get the vomit smell out of your hair. Because, you know, some people have some crazy vomiting issues. I've got short hair, but what if somebody were to vomit on the back of my head? Or, let's say I had long hair. And
what if you puked and then passed out and fell in it?
Yeah, there you go. That happens. What if you were puking in the toilet and you just right in there, you know? Whoops. I always, for some reason, have this fear that I'm going to go to vomit. I'm going to put my hands on, like, the porcelain, and it's going to slip from, like, somebody's urine. I'm, like, going to knock myself out. I'm going to, like, vomit all over the place. My leg's going to be sticking out from the stall, you know? Somebody's going to be walking by and be like, "Well, what the hell's going on in there?" I'm going to be like, "Help me." Oh, God. So, basically, it says, no duh, wash very thoroughly with shampoo. No shit. Scrub hard and leave the shampoo in for a few minutes. Not a bad idea there. You mix some baking soda in with your shampoo. Like, you just vomited. Like, I don't know, like, if I should be messing around with baking soda. You know?
Well, they don't mean do it right away. It means maybe in the morning.
Yeah, I guess. And maybe. Wait around till the morning? Oh, that's
well, you know, you might, because you might be so, no.
Oh, your hair's all, like, stuck.
No, because you might be so, you know, you're just so drunk and you just fall asleep.
Oh, turn the light on in the bathroom, look at your face, like, is that corn? I think that's corn.
No, but I mean, you might have just passed out, but then you get up in the morning and you're like, oof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, foul breath. Oh, God. Oh, no, it's vomit. That's gross. make a paste of water and baking soda to put in your hair. Use a liberal amount. I thought it said labial at first. That's not what it says, folks. Rinse the paste out after a desired amount of time, like when you're bald, because it's going to be all nasty. Oh, okay, but this is the funniest part, actually. This is use conditioner and whatnot. You know, just wash your hair like normally. Jesus Christ, people. But this is the funniest part. It was the tips, actually, were what sold me. First, it says wash your hair as soon as possible. The longer you wait, the harder it is to get vomits out of your... vomit out, and it's very crusty. That means somebody was like, this is not a great predicament. I don't like this. And you can, like, chip off your hair, you know? Ugh, God. Next, if the above procedure does not prove effective, you could try tomato juice or vinegar. Okay, vinegar smells nasty. I would not want to put that in my hair. Oh, God. I don't know, but vomit's pretty bad, though. I don't know, though, because when I vomited the Sprite, it had this nice, like, refreshing aftertaste. I love Sprite, you know? If you're going to vomit, vomit Sprite, you know? Nothing else does it right.
What about Sierra Mist?
I would think that would be a lot like 7-Up, which is a very bland taste. I didn't like it as much. It was better than water. Vomiting water is the worst. Because not only did it, like, you just vomit all the stuff up, it has, like, zero aftertaste, and you're like, oh, God, it tastes like stale water. That's gross, you know?
Which is what I think you were throwing up when you saw it.
Yeah, it was water and French fries. I was actually surprised. I was like, wow, there's a lot of French fry in there. I didn't think I ate that many. this is the best part. Since the smell of vomit could simply be stuck in your nose, or because the hair may smell in the back where you cannot smell it yourself, Ask someone else to smell your hair for you. Hey, I think I vomited in the back of my head. Can you give it a whiff real quick, Jay? Oh, yeah. Well, gross. That's it as far as getting a vomit. Oh yeah, look, it's only one page. Like that's like a rare thing to happen. But vomit is bad, but which is pretty much what that boils down to. I don't like to vomit, and I haven't vomited alcohol in many years. And doing that at Bear Pool, and having to have such a lapse of memory, where there was nothing but like half-naked women, that really bothers me, actually. Like, damn it, it couldn't have been like...
Well, if you look closely at some of the pictures that are posted, you will see titties.
That's awesome. I'll have to get out my super magnifying...
Hey, you won't have to do that. But they're just, if they're not very noticeable, Tom might not take them down.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, right? That's so funny.
Yeah.
That was intense.
But we've got Desert Fest. It's happening this weekend. I'm glad you're coming out, buddy. It's going to be fun.
I still am trying to figure out what the heck I'm supposed to do. I'm going out Friday night.
Yeah, and Saturday we're doing the show out there.
And then we leave Sunday morning.
We leave Sunday morning.
I have to work Sunday.
I know. Sunday night.
Sucks balls, dude. That's not going to... Oh, I got to... Oh, yeah, well... How long will it take? Where's Barstow?
It's about an hour and a half from here.
Don't lie to me. Is it about an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Is that the place with the giant thermometer?
Yeah. No, that's Baker.
That's Baker? Oh, yeah, go past Baker to Barstow?
Yeah.
Why isn't it in Baker?
Because it's in Barstow.
But Baker, they've got that giant thermometer.
We don't need it.
Why not?
Because we know how hot it is.
We already know, yeah. Hey, oh, Barstow. Wait, is it in Barstow or Baker?
Barstow.
It's in Barstow?
Yes.
Isn't that the place with the McDonald's?
Barstow Station.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is it there at the Barstow Station?
No, it's not at the Barstow Station.
We should have it at the Barstow Station. That place is awesome.
Well, you can stop there, but...
Yeah. I hear they have world-famous candy at Barstow.
Barstow candy, has to think about it.
Yeah.
The original Del Taco is in Barstow.
Really?
The first one ever, and it's still there. And I kid you not, it is the best... Del Taco. The tacos taste like no other tacos. Seriously, that's badass. That's a great Taco Bell. I mean, Del Taco.
Oh, did I ever tell you about the time I went to Auburn, California, and we ate at a Taco Bell and they had Del Taco wrappers? Yeah. I was like, what's this? They're like, we ran out, so we had to steal some. I was like, what?
Well, speaking of Baker, that the Burger King that's there, just as you're getting back on the highway towards back to Vegas, me and some friends... who used to do the show all the time, Shuley and Potter and all them, we were doing a comedy show in L.A., so we were driving back, and we stopped at this Burger King. And it was really weird, because in Baker, it's like 11:30, 12 o'clock, and they're still open to, like, letting people sit in the dining room, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
They stopped at 10. And there was one employee working there. Which we didn't know at the time, but when we went in and placed our order, Shuley was the first one to go, and he's like, I'll take a Whopper, no cheese, large size that, soda. She gets on the mic, and she's like, Whopper, no cheese, and just repeats his order. And then I go up, and I repeat mine, and she repeats the order, which is nothing unusual, because they do that.
Right.
But then she walked behind the counter and made it. And for the longest time, we thought that was the funniest thing. Like, and somebody in there were like, did you see that? Like, Potter ordered something. Because I don't want anything. I just ordered it. Just get a dessert and get something. And she's like, can I help you? And he's like, I'll get a chocolate cheesecake, please. She goes, one chocolate cheesecake? And then she went back there and got it, right? And we're like, what the hell is going on? It was later that one of my friends that runs a restaurant says, well, she's probably in the restaurant by herself, and she wanted to give the illusion that there was somebody there, so she's talking in the mic, so that nobody would, like, try and rob her or something like that. I go, but it is so crazy. We're like, Whopper, no cheese, and went back there. And just went back
she
there.
Walks behind the counter.
Just went back there.
It'd be funny if she's like, what was that?
Yeah.
Is that Whopper, no cheese?
And then she walks back there, no, what?
Yeah.
No cheese. Oh, he said no cheese.
Yeah, that was great.
Arguing with herself.
Yeah.
Fucking retard. I know.
Yeah. I hate that bitch.
But come out to the fest. The directions are on the MySpace.
Come to the fest. It's the best in the West.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to give some sheep away while we're out there. And we got some CDs that we'll be giving away. We got a couple of fun contests.
Yeah.
We got some great bands coming out. You've heard some of the music that's being played. On the show from the bands that are going to be out there?
If you're going to the fest, let us know. Send us a message.
Yeah.
you know, I'm not fucking Batman. I can't read light signals.
Well, most of the people that go out know where the Crazy J camp is. So we're one of the loudest, one of the best, and one of the biggest. Well, there's a lot of people that come out. So we're going to have a good time. It's going to be the fest of 09.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, it's bigger than Scanlon Extravaganza 09.
That's right.
By three people, it's that much bigger.
By three, I know, right?
Anyway, we're gonna end with a couple of songs from bands that are out there this year, and we'll see you when we get out there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, and we want everybody that's out there to participate in some of the contests that we're doing.
And come up, say hi.
Come up and say hi. We won't bite.
No, not at all. Oh, are we gonna do the one contest that I had planned?
Which one was that?
With the track, and you have to put the Twinkies on your fingers and run around the track, fingers.
Yeah, you didn't
do the Twinkie laughs. No.
Anyway, we're gonna see you guys out there. It's the fest weekend, and thanks for listening.